Welcome to the GoTo Podcast. Each episode covers the brightest and boldest ideas from the world's leading experts in software development. Tune in for practical lessons, compelling theories, and plenty of inspiration. GoTo gathers the brightest minds in the software community to help developers tackle projects today, plan for tomorrow, and create a better future. Stay up to date with the latest in tech through GoTo's top-rated events held online and in person in cities like Amsterdam, London, Copenhagen, and Chicago, and by subscribing to the GoTo Conferences YouTube channel, where you can find thousands more high-quality dev talks. Learn more at gotopia.tech.
Hi, I'm Malte, and I think we need to rethink our approach about management. Instead of shitting on it, I think we should start agile with management and not with the teams. And with me, I have Lukshan and Mikkel, and we already had a very pretty interesting discussion about management, right? Didn't we?
Yes, we did. What is management even in agile?
But who are we?
My name is Lukshan. I make comic strips together with Mikkel. I'm the agile nerd. So I write much of this stuff, and what do you do?
Yeah, I'm sort of the guy that draws the stuff and makes it understandable for people. I don't actually know much about Agile, but I've been exposed to it for 20 plus years.
And we have real jobs besides this, so this is therapy for us, so we can actually survive in a world where Agile is really misunderstood and misused. We want to help people improve their Agile practices.
Actually, that's my job too. I'm working with a consultancy who helps organizations understand Agile and move forward with it. And I think that's actually pretty good. That's what makes my job fun, because I think we need more Agile in this world in a positive sense.
But you have a talk about managers. Yes. Like managers, don't you? Or management. But could you tell
I'm
us
a manager what? Myself, so you I are. Have to like management. Otherwise, really.
You can't
really
trust what you say then. But what is management for you? How do you?
Well, I think management is setting the stage for work. And I think if we approach it from that angle, we might also rethink about what management does and who does it. And I also like the word self-management, because I think in the self-management, there is not just self in there, but it's self-management. And sometimes I think teams are missing the management part, kind of like we self as a team, and then who does the management? And it's interesting because when we think about management, a lot of organizations are larger than just one team. And I think a lot of products do need more than one team. And then how do we organize that? So how do we set a stage for several teams?
But what is, you said management, self-management. It's also management, but what is management? I don't get that.
Well, setting the stage, I mean, it's kind of building the social system. So we talk a lot about this, the product itself, which is a technical system, software, the car, which we build. But I think there's also a social system, which builds the technical system. And building a social system is work. It's just not there by itself, the system. It needs techniques. People need to do communication, and they need tools for the communication. And all those things, building that social system, thinking about it, how it works, that for me is management.
So one of the things we focus on when making fun of and kind of exposing the misunderstandings in Agile is actually management's role in Agile. Right? Yeah. So what is management's role in Agile? It seems like they don't really get it yet. Maybe we don't even get it yet.
You mean the managers don't get it?
Yeah. Other organizations don't get it either.
That's probably true, because I think Agile you don't really get. We're doing this since 25 years, and I not understood it yet, totally.
me neither.
It's kind of like, but I think that's the thing about social systems. They are complex, so they are full of surprises. And so we think we will never understand how they really work. It's a constant experiment. And then the world is changing, and we need to respond to that. I like that talk about, it's about not only efficiency, but also about, are we doing the right thing? Yeah, and so it's also, I think, when the world is changing, we also need to change the way we function as an organization.
So taking an agile approach in learning agile, sort of very meta, right?
Yeah, and also taking an agile approach in learning how to manage in an agile organization.
So I think, you know, there's quite some overlap potentially between management and the Scrum Master role, for instance, right? Because the Scrum Master, of course, services the team, the product owner, but also the organization. So could Scrum Masters build up the social system by talking to each other across the company, maybe?
Absolutely. I would think the Scrum Master is part of that. I would say he is a manager. or my definition, he's setting the stage for the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also would say that team members are somehow managers because they're self-managing. Yeah. When they're standing in front of their making the daily, it's management.
So why do we need someone outside the team to be a manager?
Well, I think if we have more than one team, they need to coordinate.
Can't they just talk to each other?
Yeah, but you need to make that coordination somehow. You need to appoint it. You might also have some techniques that not 100 people show up, but just 10, one of each team. So there needs to be some coordination work. So there could be a scrum master for that.
Hmm.
Sometimes I rethink, if we have multiple teams, I sometimes say to people, well, just think about the team being one person, as an abstract person. And then kind of like scaling works in a way that we kind of like do Scrum again or whatever agile technique you use. You just use the same technique, but just think of the team as one person being represented by a real person, which is coming from the team. And then just do the same stuff again.
Yeah.
And then we have a manager again, because we have a manager who manages that these teams are kind of like building a social system.
So I think what's interesting is how much of this can we do in networks? Instead of having a person responsible for it, could it be in a Scrum Master community of practice, for instance, where they actually coordinate whatever meetings they need to have across to align? Do we need to actually have a person? And I think that would be nice to challenge. How can we give coordination tasks, maybe even ownership tasks of the social construct in networks?
I think you can, because when you look, when we first again start with the first comparison, that it's management in a team is done by the team, but also we have that manager who's called Scrum Master, and then the product owner, you could also think about, is he somehow a manager? Anyway, but there we do have a network of people doing the management. So I think, again, that on a scaled level applies in the same way. But then still we have in the team one person who kind of like makes sure that these things happen.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think somehow we're kind of like focused on the work we do, and then we'll be kind of like coordinate work between teams. I think the same thing happens. So I think sometimes it's good that there are people who are really focused on, let's make sure that what we organize here works, that kind of like make sure that this thing is effective.
Yeah. Yeah, there can be a high cognitive load if you need to look both inwards and outwards simultaneously.
Yeah, I think, but that's probably rather if you look at the product owner view as a manager who's responsible for direction.
Yeah.
Then again, I think if it's a large, complex product or a large organization, then we need people who look into depth and people who look at broadness, like portfolio. And we can't do all because brain is limited.
I think the scaling is the issue. It's, you said just do this and just consider as one person and didn't have one this, because within the teams, the simple teams, they have, my experience is there's a lot of self-management and they know it, and they can talk, because just talking to people, you actually to your colleague, you are managing yourself and all that. But it's a scaling that okay, how can this role that is a manager or the how can you scale? Because we see it fail, the scaling part, even on the agile process, it's failing again and again and again. So
absolutely, it's failing again and again. But I think it's also probably a thing that when we come into it's more than one team, I think we need to start dividing up work. In a team, we kind of understand, okay, this is Paul is doing this, Maria is doing that. Yeah. That is kind of like, okay. Yeah. But if it becomes larger, there will be other teams doing stuff I'm not being asked about. Yeah, they're just making their own decisions, which we want, because we want them to be self-managed. So they make their own decisions, and suddenly an organization makes decisions where I'm not involved, and I need to be comfortable with that. Mm. And I think that is difficult, because we've learned agility means I'm being asked, I'm being involved. But if we come to more than one team, there will be things I'm not involved. And I think we need to find ways that this works. And because in a large organization, I can't be involved in everything.
So it's easier said than done.
Scaling, and that's maybe also kind of like maybe a shift in what we think, because we think in our own team, I want to be involved. And that's probably good, because that's why the team size is there. But then when we have more than one team, I can't be involved in everything. So I need to shift my thinking.
But do you have some points in your talks where you can address that? Or do you have some silver bullets? Or
I try some silver bullets.
Or lots of guns, maybe.
Yes.
I actually have a lot of guns. My presentation has three parts. One part is, why do we need to talk about that? And the second part is, how can we solve that? And the third part is, what can you do? And the third part is open. I just wanted to do collect ideas from the audience. And I'm not sure if that will work.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Should I be excited or afraid of AI? The answer is yes, it's both.
Things are gonna look so different in the next couple of years. You will not be ready for the disruptions that are going to come. I'm Jeff Nielsen, host of Digital Disruption, the go-to podcast for technology leaders. Our generation's conflict, I think, is gonna be emotional, not economic.
The companies that are going to win are the ones that have a couple of characteristics.
Stay ahead of the curve with Digital Disruption, available now on your favorite podcast platform.
So that's sort of you gather ideas and then bring it back to your own own job.
Yeah. And then you can sell it.
Well, that's kind of like what I constantly do, you know? Consultant, I'm a honeybee. I'm collecting stuff over here and taking it to another customer.
Yeah, we don't have any solutions either, right?
No, but I think what I see happening, one of the reasons for these anti-patterns happening is that in the companies I've been in, the manager role, like a people manager role, for some reason also has the product accountability, the actual accountability on top of it, right? So how can you be a product manager and a people manager at the same time? If we talk about cognitive load on the team members, let's start talking about it on the managers as well. Mm-hmm. How can they be accountable for both?
Yeah, well, maybe that is a good idea to separate that, kind of like really focus on setting the stage and someone else really focusing on where does the organization need to go?
So, but it seems that some managers like both hats, wearing both hats.
I'm not sure, but I think...
Well, maybe they actually like one more than the other. Maybe the career path kind of leads them. You need to have people responsibility to move upwards.
But I think that's where we come from. The classic view on management or on organizations is that there's one guy who knows it all. And maybe it's, again, the teams and we, which have to give up the view that there should be one guy who knows it all. Or the girl who knows it all.
I just think, you know, having the people responsibility or the social system building responsibility, it's as if it's not really respected very much, I think, unfortunately, in many companies. In our company, some people, some managers even say, or their managers say, just being responsible for people is not always enough, right? How can I just do that?
Yeah, you're right. I think
we need more respect about this topic, I think.
Absolutely.
Acknowledgement.
Yeah. And I think we need to solve it. If we don't solve it, we're stuck with agility at the team level. And if we're stuck with agility at the team level, I think we will lose it. Because that's not enough. Organizations are not made up by just one team.
But that's what we see all over the place, right? That the agile is just, it's implemented beneath the hierarchy, right? It's just it's sort of another thing. We call stuff other names, and now we agile. And
but I think there are a lot of managers out there who would like answers. But I think for teams, we've solved it somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think all those management ideas are pretty old. They're 1,500 years old. And the cool thing about Kanban or Scrum or the frameworks is that kind of like give recipes of how to apply those ideas. But on a management level, we're not giving them anything. Kind of like, say, you should behave differently. Yeah, figure out yourself how.
Yeah. So also all the theories, they've been created from the bottom up, right? It's developers that thought, we should be able to do this differently. And it's driven by the people that actually do the stuff, that produces the software. Okay, yeah, we would like to work like this, and we would like to be self-managing and all that. That's good, but we don't see much drive from the CEOs and the CTOs.
No. I'm not sure if that's true, because from where we are called, that's typically from the executive suite. And I think now there are two levels in the organization who really want to change things. And I really believe that the top executive suite is not stupid, and they're not doing it just because they're earning more money, but I think they do really care about what they do.
What do they call and say? Do they call and say, we want to be agile? Or, agile is shitty. Make it fix it, please.
Neither. The typical call is we need to be more responsive. They are seeing what Lars has said about seeing this Tesla thing. They are seeing that they need to be more focused on the market and that maybe the organization is pretty inward looking. They see that, and then they need an answer. And that answer needs to involve the current managers, because that's where the organization starts. You can't just say, oh, throw them out.
But don't we too often see that they call you guys and we need to be more responsive and all mm-hmm. that. And please go apply all that responsiveness to the development layers, to the guys that does the stuff. Are they prepared to say, okay, we are also going to change our way of working completely?
They are. They actually are. Because they know that the management is important for building the organization, because they have raised normally through the hierarchy. So mm-hmm. they know what's yeah. why it's there. And they know they have to change it. But we are not giving answers.
No.
And when we have answers like maybe safe and less, which are incomplete and probably not perfect, but we start throwing them away instead of really finding in experimenting with it, making iterations over it, because we need that answer for the whole organization, and it's not going to solve it, but just denying it.
No.
Yeah, I think the change part also, that's also what I see, and it's good that if you manage to actually change executive management's view on this, but I see many managers not wanting to change because the way they're reimbursed and compensated and all this stuff is based on some old reward schemes.
True, but we can change all that. But we need to understand what we need to change, and also we need to make a perspective where they can go. And hey, heck, we elaborated on Scrum and Kanban for 50 years now, and now we are saying, hey, you managers, please change in 5 years.
Mm. Yeah.
We're not giving them all the things we've learned for ourselves, respect, taking time, making iterations. We don't allow to the management level.
No, that's right. I think there's a lot of expectation. Okay, common changes, and then they receive a plan. Sort of, this is how you're now, and this is how you're going to be. Instead of saying, okay, we need to change, and let's try to be agile about it, and be prepared to fail our organizations once, twice, or thrice. Right?
Yeah, also fail at management.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I don't know. Are they afraid of doing that? Failing? It's a
good question.
Often they're ass of the line, on the line when they are failing, right? Oh, we expected this to be done in 2 years, and now it's...
But it's interesting if they're not, because psychological safety, which we talk about, we talk about that a lot on the team levels. The managers need to give that to the teams. Yeah. Who gives that to the management?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I think we need to, all the things we apply to the teams and we claim for us, if we just rethink that on the management level... Again, and thinking management is setting the stage that the social system is working, I think we could get somewhere.
And who asks managers not to load themselves 100%? 100% utilization is bad on team level, we know that. What about on management level?
Yeah.
Who talks about that?
Yeah, who talks about making errors and iterative thinking? Who says about respect what is there? Respect that kind of the Kanban principles. Yeah, respect the current situation, don't threaten the current roles, make a perspective on new ones.
So can we on the floor, can we do anything to help the management?
That is a cool question.
Yeah.
Oh, silence. Exactly. What's a rhetorical question? What is the answer, man?
I don't know.
But I think we start educating our organization that the principles, the agile principles, work on all levels of the organization, just as you mentioned. Right?
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe small experiments would help. Like if we say that kind of like the idea, it's the same principles from the team, just on the next level. Yeah, thinking recursively maybe.
But what if that leads to like 100 people having to be fired because an experiment failed? Would that, maybe that will impede how much we can experiment?
That would be a very... I think it would impede, and I think as a manager, when you feel responsible for it, I think you would never let that happen, because at least for me as a manager, the last resort would be leaving or letting people go. Yeah. I think that's really something you don't want to do.
So you need to have, I guess you need to
so
have
the
some money.
The experiment, I think, needs to be smaller than that.
Or at least you have a lot of money to burn on experiments somehow, I guess, to allow yourself to fail.
Yeah, but I don't think the experiments are that big. Because I think it's kind of like, let's see if this coordination works. Let's see if this meeting structure works. Maybe change a role or change responsibilities and see if that works. and make that in a respectful environment.
Yeah, so maybe it's not so much about what new products should we make, but more on the organizational stuff.
Absolutely, exactly, on the organizational stuff. I have one example for it, which is a small company that tried to, they have DevOps, well, as a lot of companies in two different teams. Yeah, so they wanted to come to DevOps. And they started with, let's make a product owner that kind of like looks at Dev and Ops. Yeah? And suddenly a lot of discussion about that these people are not doing the right jobs, they don't understand what they are doing, and say, heck, it's a new job, and you need to do something and then inspect and adapt how the job really looks like. I think it's as simple as that. And then give them a year or two of time to really go through iteration loops to understand, okay, how is this new job now working?
And why would management not allow that, give them the time?
Actually, I think it's not the managers. I think it's the teams who don't give the managers the time. Because they're saying after two iterations, this is a shitty job.
Of prioritizing, you mean, or ordering the backlog?
No, kind of like saying, well, this new product owner who's responsible for now dev and ops, he doesn't understand either dev or ops because he's probably coming from one of the perspectives. Yeah, so he's not understanding it. He's not doing it right. The coordination before was better or whatever comes up. Yeah, because he's learning he's not just learning the job, but he kind of like the job itself is being created.
So if we should wrap up, how we can help? How can the agile community, agile practitioners?
I have a feeling that there's a lot of the consultancy businesses that sell agile on false pretenses and are not good enough on selling that. Okay, everybody needs to change, and the CEO needs to provide this psychological safety down through the organization and all that, and instead it's sort of. Everybody wants this, the silver bullet or the fast way to change the organization and all that. But it's just a feeling because I've never done it.
But they started to sell agile leadership courses. Yeah. That's a huge business right now. Maybe you even sold it, I don't know.
You're laughing.
But at least here in Denmark, it's being sold.
Yeah,
but it's a start because at least you see that people want to learn. I mean, that's a good sign, isn't it? You can only sell it if there are people who want to know about different ways of management.
But the question is, do they want to change after learning?
But let's assume yes. So maybe that's a start, that we do assume they want to change, that they do see the problem too. And we could do things like management guilds or communities of practices in the organizations. We could simply, I think, in the teams, think more about self-management and really about the management part of it. And in my presentation, I say I also own the bad parts of management. Now, for example, if you have to let someone go, really tell them honestly, no, you're not fitting, you need to go, you need to leave that company. Suddenly, that's not the team's job.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I think maybe rethink that.
Yeah, maybe just also accept that we are in a process, right? We had this keynote on with Alan Kay, told us about the engineering that they spent 1,500 years learning to build a bridge, right? And we're just in the first 20 or 50 years in that process of building software and in organizations. So it's just, we are bound to fail a lot of times.
Yeah, I think we need to articulate what does management mean? Is it like people in suits or is it a capability? And I think it's more of a capability to build a social structure.
And maybe think that together with people who do management.
Yeah.
I could think that when we in the agile community would start maybe inviting CEOs and think that have this talk with one of the CEOs, I think they would be totally happy to do that. And that would be also a message if that kind of like team and executives would start thinking about how do we build a good social system that is responsive.
It would be very nice to not having to use the word agile anymore. Just talk about how we run companies in a modern way, adaptable way. Is there something, when you say agile, it sounds like there's a specific way of doing everything.
That is true, but I think that happens with every word that is being used a lot. It's kind of like people say, I've heard this a lot. At the end, I think it doesn't change if we now start saying responsive instead of agile. Well, then responsive is burned in 10 years. So we can live with the burned agile word as the top three of which we shouldn't say.
Yes.
And Again, not saying it doesn't solve the problem.
No, no. We should solve it so well that we don't have to say it anymore, I think. Maybe.
That's just a normal way of work. That is true. Yes.
So that's just how we operate a company.
Yeah. Well, we should have the next talk and the next thinking session about that with executives. We should try that.
Yeah.
Maybe they would come. And if they don't come, then we can complain again. But yeah. If they come,
how
then
would
we
you
are
sell
a
it?
Different...
How would you sell it to them to make them come? What would you say?
I don't think we have to really sell it. My first impression would be if we would call 10 of the top executives here in Denmark, I think at least 3 would come. They would say, hell, thank you that you called. And we should try that. Would be the experience. Yeah. We should try that.
Yes. Yeah. We'll do that for the next year.
We'll pass on this video. Yeah. Right? We'll send it to them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then so we'll next year at GoTo Aarhus 2023.
Do we have to wait a whole year?
Yeah. And we have to prepare a bit.
Ah, okay. Or in October in Copenhagen.
Yeah, we could do that as well. Let's see if we can.
Let's see what we can do.
That would be cool. We have talked about what actually is management, how can we approach it in an agile way, and if we want to approach it in an agile way, what do we have to change in a way that we succeed? Because right now, I think we all feel that it's somehow left out and not enough addressed. So we need to solve it if we want to go forward with agility. Well, thank you for listening to this discussion about how to approach management in an agile organization.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the GoTo Podcast. Head over to gotopia.tech to discover lots more content from the brightest minds in software development.